One of NPR's daily programs got a new host this summer, and she says she's eager to bring listeners together.
My hope is that we engage them and that we help them feel connected to other people in the country.
That's Jen White, the new host of NPR's 1A. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, August 26th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Unlike other higher education institutions, first-year students at University of Illinois College of Medicine Peoria are starting off their year remotely. Tim Shelley reports.
Michael Neff is a first-year medical student. With the COVID-19 pandemic still raging, he says it's an interesting time to get into medicine.
It gives me sort of a heightened sense of the moral charges that doctors face, I would say.
Neff says UiComp's transition to online learning has been, quote, pretty seamless.
It's been going really well. The administration has made a pretty seamless transition to online that I think was beta tested on the class before us, so we're reaping the benefits of that.
Despite the lack of access to student laboratories this semester, Neff says it's going well, though he looks forward to hopefully getting on campus next semester. Older students are engaging in hybrid learning with both online and face-to-face components. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. A Woodford County man in his 50s is the Tri-County region's latest COVID-19-related death. He was not a resident of a long-term health care facility. The area's death toll stands at 49. Tri-County health officials confirmed 58 new COVID-19 cases Tuesday. The Peoria City Council has taken the first step toward establishing a joint commission on racial justice and equity with Peoria County. And a potential technology upgrade for the Pekin Police Department could include purchasing body cameras for its officers. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Jen White is the new host of NPR's 1A. I had the opportunity to chat with my friend and former colleague, and she told me about being introduced to public radio by way of a quirky, funny show called Car Talk. She told me about the many hats she's worn in her two decades in public radio, and then I asked her what's different about sketching out content for a national show after coming from hosting a city show.
At a national level, it's really trying to have a broader conversation that people, no matter where they're living in the country, where they can join in to the conversation, because a big part of what we do on 1A is try to engage with listeners and try to bring the voice of people who are tuning into the show as it's happening. And so it's like trying to find this broader conversation that everyone feels they can have a part of, that they can find some connection to.
How has joining 1A during this time kind of influenced your approach to choosing topics?
So as a production team, you know, we have our editorial meetings, and part of what we try to do on the show is reflect the conversations that are happening in the country right now. So people do want to talk about police violence. People do want to talk about systemic racism. People want to talk about the election, and they want to talk about where the Democratic Party is headed and where the Republican Party is headed and all of the nuances involved in just those conversations. But they also want to talk about what the pandemic means for sports and what it means for arts and culture. And they want to hear from, you know, authors, because it's I think it's part of our existence as human beings that we contain multitudes. And so what we really try to reflect on the show is this balance of, you know, the conversations that are happening around these really important issues of race and politics and gender, having those conversations, but also leaving space for us to talk about how, you know, the arts shape us as human beings and, you know, how music shapes us and making sure that we leave space for that, too, because I think we need that. I think we need all of that. And and our listeners, you know, if our engagement is a reflection of that, they're interested in all of those conversations. And so that's what we try to bring.
What do you strive to have 1A do for the listener each day?
Yeah, my hope is that we inform them. My hope is that we engage them and that we help them feel connected to other people in the country, that we really create a show every day, create an hour or 2 hours where people feel like they're talking to each other. Because in what I've experienced over these last several years, as we are turning to social media more and more, it feels like so often we're talking across each other, or we're talking at each other or past one another. And I don't, it makes me really sad, honestly. It makes me sad. But I hope what people feel when they come to the show is that they are engaging in a good faith conversation, even if they don't agree, even if they don't shift their position, that it's truly been a conversation and they come away at least better understanding the other side or the other sides, and that we can create a space where people feel like they can also share their perspective and again feel like it's being heard, even if we don't reach agreement, but that we are in fact at least making an effort to talk to one another.
Jen, thank you so much for your time today.
It's been my pleasure, Daniel.
For more of my conversation with Jen White, the new host of NPR's 1A, please visit WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.